This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there is a hero who is beginning to get some attention for having saved lives, undoubtedly, in the Uvalde shooting. We're also going to be taking your calls on the Uvalde shooting in just a moment. What actually can be done? David French, a decorated veteran of both Iraq and Afghanistan, and a indispensable conservative voice, has a passionate and very persuasive piece in behalf of red flag laws. We will get to that in a moment. I wanted to just forward to you and to make you aware of an account in the New York Post which reveals that an off-duty Customs and Border Protection agent from an elite tactical unit is the hero who shot and killed the Robb Elementary School gunman before he could continue his massacre. The agent, a member of a CPB, that's Customs and Border Patrol, tactical unit BORTAC, rushed into the school while the shooter was still active and began exchanging rounds with a gunman who was barricaded inside a fourth grade classroom. He'd put up the barricades himself. That's reported by NBC and Fox. The officer was injured during the shooting, but he continued to fight and managed to eliminate the threat and to kill the shooter before he could commit more carnage. The agent, who is part of CPB's Customs and Border Patrol Del Rio sector, which covers Uvalde, was trained in a manner similar to U.S. Special Forces. BORTAC agents are taught to handle terror threats abroad and other chaos, such as riots at ICE detention facilities. The BORTAC agent was injured in the confrontation, but he still managed to eliminate the threat. There's a statement from Marcia Espinoza from the Department of Homeland Security, who says U.S. Border Patrol agents responded to a law enforcement request for assistance ray an active shooter situation inside Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. And this, again, when they were officially off-duty. Upon entering the building, agents and other law enforcement officers faced gunfire from the subject, who was barricaded inside. Risking their own lives, these Border Patrol agents and other officers themselves put themselves between the shooter and the children on the scene to draw the shooter's attention away from the potential victims and save lives. She said both on and off-duty CPB agents went to the scene to help students get to safety and to provide medical support. And there's more. Yesterday we had only the sketchiest information about the shooter in Texas. Now we know more. It's a report by Yaron Steinbuch. Says the gunman who slaughtered 19 kids and two teachers at a Texas elementary school reportedly exhibited increasingly bizarre behavior leading up to the rampage. Now, the Wall Street Journal just reported, just moments ago, that none of his clearly psychotic behavior had been known to law enforcement authorities. He was not somebody whose name was on a list anywhere. Unfortunately, should have been. But this again goes to the indispensable role of classmates and teachers and anyone who comes in contact with someone who is clearly a dangerous personality and unhinged, and make sure there are people who are aware of him. That was the problem with the Parkland shooter. He had numerous incidents that the school knew about. Expulsions and violence and all sorts of difficulty, but nothing was ever done about it. And it became too easy for him to get guns. And for people who do have a record of crime, insanity, well, listen to this. The gunman's, Salvador Ramos' friend, Santos Valdez, who's also 18, said the two had been close, playing video games and basketball regularly until his friend's behavior began to deteriorate. At one point, Santos Valdez's friend recounted Ramos showed up at a park with scratch marks all across his face. He said at first he had been attacked by a cat. Then he told me the truth. Valdez remembered. He said he'd cut up his face with knives over and over. I was like, "You're crazy, bro. Why would you do that? Why would you cut yourself?" Ramos told him it was just for fun. At school, he told classmates he cut himself because I like how it looks. A student recalled, another student. Valdez said he last interacted with Ramos just 2 hours before the attack at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. The two messaged on Instagram, where Valdez reshared a meme that said, "YTF is school open, still open?" This according to the Washington Post, which reported that Ramos replied, "Facts. And that's good, though, right?" Valdez reportedly wrote, "I deck," which I think means I don't know. "I deck, I don't even go to school, LMAO. But Ramos never responded to the message or even opened it. Valdez also described how Ramos used to drive around with another pal and shoot people at random with a BB gun and also egged people's cars. Now, I'm not saying that everybody who does stuff like that is going to end up being a mass murderer at a school. But law enforcement authorities should be aware of such behavior if it's chronic, if it's repeated. He said that Ramos last year posted on social media images of automatic rifles that he would have on his wish list, and a few days ago he posted photos of the new rifles he referred to as "my gun picks." Friends and relatives also said Ramos had been bullied, of course, throughout middle school for a speech impediment, a stutter, and lisp, according to the Washington Post. His cousin Mia said she saw students mocking his impediment during middle school, where he tried at first to ignore the bullying, but then told his grandmother that he didn't want to go back to school. Now, this is pure speculation, but could it be that that's why he went to this elementary school? Because he had particularly unhappy memories of being bullied when he was in second, third, fourth grade? "He wasn't very much of a social person after being bullied for the stutter," said Mia, who declined to provide her last name. "I think he just didn't feel comfortable anymore at school." Childhood friend Stephen Garcia told the Washington Post that Ramos would get bullied hard, like bullied by a lot of people, over social media, over gaming, over everything. "He was the nicest kid, the most shyest kid. He just needed to break out of his shell," he said. Adding that Ramos once was subjected to homophobic slurs after posting a photo of himself wearing black eyeliner. Garcia said he tried to defend his friend before moving with his mother to another part of the state for his for her job. "He just started being a different person. It kept getting worse and worse, and I don't even know." Ramos soon began wearing all black, walked in large military boots, and grew out his hair. That, of course, sounds like the Columbine killers. Nadia Reyes, another former high school classmate, told the paper Ramos recently posted an Instagram story of himself yelling at his mom, who he said was trying to kick him out of their home. More coming up. Your thoughts on what is to be done. 1-800-955-1776.
your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It's a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about, well, the subject of the hour. Unfortunately, it may end up being the subject of the year. God willing, we get a handle on it and make some progress on this issue of mass shootings generally, but school shootings in particular. And by the way, you may say, wait a minute, wait, I'm giving statistics like one that I'm about to give about school shootings, and I thought that the number of these shootings was much higher. Well, it is, because there are many other shootings, like the supermarket shooting in Buffalo, New York, 10 days ago, and shootings at workplaces, and the schools are the most painful, the most damaging, the most horrifying, because we all, at some point, trust our children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, whatever. We trust the next generation, beloved young people, little kids, innocent little kids going to school. That's a different thing, even when you're talking about a high school. Here you're talking about an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. At least 70% of all school shootings since 1999. And since 1970, 637 people have died in shootings at schools. And at least 70% of all school shootings since 1999, that's the date of Columbine, have been carried out by people under the age of 18, when counting cases where the age of the shooter was recorded. That according to the Washington Post. Since 1982, there have been 123 mass shootings carried out in the United States by male shooters. How many mass shootings carried out by females? 3. Not 3%. 3. Does that surprise anyone? There are differences, and they are profound differences between males and females. By the way, the racial breakdown, according to this number of the mass shootings since 1982, white, 70% of the mass shooters have been white, which is just about, it's a little bit higher than the white percentage of the population. Black, 21%, that's a little bit higher than the black percentage of the population. And Latino, 10%, which is lower than the overall percentage of the population. Let's go to Mark in California. Mark, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Mr. Medved, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, I just want to tell you first, you are the only talk show who I listen to, and the reason why is because you speak with an open mind, and you are not biased at all.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yes.
I take that very seriously.
Thank you. By any chance, were you in California in 1989? I know you had a radio show, because I live in Long Beach, California, but were you having a radio show in 1989?
No. In 1989, I was doing a TV show called Sneak Previews on public television across the country.
The reason why I mention that is because 6 months before leaving office,
I was wondering if you were talking about President Reagan, because that would be, he left office in 1989, but I'm not sure what you're referring to. But I wish I knew. Let us go quickly to David in Everett, Washington. David, you're on the Michael Medved Show. Oh, wait, we have Mark? We have Mark back. Hello, Mark.
Yes.
Mark, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Go. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Who was leaving office in 1989? President Reagan?
No, California Governor George Duke Majan.
Okay, who I remember very well.
Yes. He lives right near me, too, in Long Beach. Anyway, he signed...
I think he was a terrific governor, by the way, but go ahead.
Oh, thank you. He signed legislation 6 months before leaving office banning military-style assault weapons and imposed a waiting period for purchase of all firearms. And the second thing I wanted to say was, in 1996, Clinton's ban on the assault weapons ban was followed by the crime rate going down for 10 years, and the law lapsed in 06 when President Bush refused to extend the law. My two quick questions to you are, what on earth, Michael, does an American need with a semi-assault weapon such as an AR-17 or an AK-47? And the second thing I just wanted to ask you is, don't you think it's quite odd that in Texas an 18-year-old cannot purchase alcohol till he's 21, yet can buy a semi-automatic assault rifle and kill 20 people? And I'll leave it up to you.
Okay, I do think that one of the changes that should be made in this country should be at least some limitation in the level of firearms that you're able to acquire based on age. And I was talking before, in Israel, one of the reasons they do not have public mass shootings and that they've been very effective in curbing terrorist violence as well is you're not allowed to own a gun in private hands or to apply for a license to own a gun in private hands until you're 27. And that's again, Americans would look at that and say, oh, that's outrageous. The thing that you were saying about the assault weapons ban that was put into place for 10 years, and you're right, crime went down. But it had been going down before that, and it continued to go down after that just as rapidly. It had no overall impact on the overall rate of crime. I think your one question, which is a question that a lot of people ask, which is, and President Biden alluded to this last night. In fact, we will play what President Biden had to say last night. The idea of banning those assault weapons, I think, takes away the fact that most people who own them, of course, never misuse them, etc., etc. But the question is, are the weapons themselves being made available, especially to very young people, especially being able to fall into the hands of criminal individuals or people with emotional problems? One of the reasons for red flag laws, and Mark, I think this is something that is very much worth talking about. One of the advantages to red flag laws is keeping guns out of the hands of people with mental health issues, which would also deal with another crisis. We lose more people to suicide with guns than we lose to violence, to murder, to homicide. We really do, every year, year after year. And working on reducing that, well, red flag laws, we'll talk about it coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says a Border Patrol officer killed the gunman in yesterday's school shooting in Uvalde. The shooting left 19 children and two adults dead, and there are 17 people injured with non-life-threatening wounds. The Republican governor is saying the gunman had no criminal record and reminding everyone,
we need to realize that People who think that, well, maybe if we just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disprove that thesis. And so if you're looking for a real solution, Chicago teaches that what you're talking about is not a real solution. Our job is to come up with real solutions that we can implement.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray saying the FBI is involved in the investigation. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, we had a caller who was unable to hold on. You can call it 1-800-955-1776. The caller had asked a question, which is basically, why don't we make it possible, make it more likely, make it easier to charge and imprison parents who allow this kind of horror to happen, to allow their child or even sometimes facilitate their child basically killing other people, killing classmates or others. It really wasn't that long ago. It felt longer ago than that. It's in February of this year. We had an instance like that in Michigan, which... You may remember in Rochester Hills, Michigan, Ethan Crumbly was charged as an adult with first-degree murder. He came into his high school, Oxford High School, about 30 miles north of Detroit, and he killed four of his classmates and killed six other students and a teacher. He was 15 at the time. And the parents of the 15-year-old, Ethan Crumbly, were also ordered to stand trial along with him on involuntary manslaughter charges. So why is that situation different? Well, first of all, the boy was only 15, which is there a significant difference between someone who's 15 and someone who's 18? Yeah, there is. But also, those parents had gotten him his guns. They had provided the guns for him that weren't legal in that regard. So this is a very, very different situation. In terms of what it is about the red flag laws that matters so much that can actually make a real difference, David French writes about this in The Dispatch, which is his publication online. And he says, I was intending to write about the Georgia Republican primary, but then just as I was walking back to my hotel, I saw the horrific news out of Uvalde, Texas. Another school shooting, another elementary school. This time at least 18 children are dead, along with three adults. God have mercy on our broken nation and redeem our broken culture. It's three adults because that includes the grandmother. I'm definitely not a person to denigrate thoughts and prayers. I believe prayer is powerful and effective. We should pray for the victims and for their families. Pray for comfort. They are enduring unimaginable pain. Pray for those who treat them and care for them. But we also need to pray for wisdom, because there are things we must do to protect our children from this awful scourge. That's why I'm writing about red flag laws. To understand the need for red flag laws, it's important to back up and understand the different categories of American gun deaths and tools we have to defeat gun violence. The first category is what one might call common crime. Think of gang violence. Think of domestic violence. The majority of our meaningful gun control laws are aimed at common crime. We prohibit felons from possessing guns. Obviously, that's appropriate. We prevent straw purchases when one person buys for somebody who's legally prohibited from owning a gun. We escalate punishment when criminals use guns to commit crimes. But our nation's gun control laws are much less effective at addressing the next two categories of gun deaths, suicides and mass killings. Enormous numbers of otherwise law-abiding citizens die by suicide using guns in this country. There are people who could pass any background check, and forms of gun control aimed at limiting a person's lethality, such as restrictions on magazine size, are irrelevant to the suicide crisis. This is where our nation's strained mental health system most shows its flaws. David French writes, mass killings are their own thing. Mass shooters are frequently law-abiding right up till the moment when they commit mass murder. Mass shootings are often meticulously planned, which means that they can circumvent common gun control laws. For example, the Buffalo shooter legally purchased the weapon he used and then illegally modified it to make it more lethal. So when we talk about common gun control proposals after mass shootings, whether we're referring to expanded background checks, assault weapon bans, or limits on magazine capacity, the general rule is that none of those measures, even if they were implemented, would have actually prevented any recent mass shooting. But the idea of red flag laws, it goes by other names, including extreme risk protection order, gun violence restraining order, or severe threat order of protection. But the idea is simple. If a person exhibits behavior indicating that he might be a threat to himself or to others, such as suicidal ideation or violent fantasies, a member of his family, a school official, or a police officer can go to court to secure an order that permits police to seize his weapons and prohibit him from purchasing any additional weapons so long as that order lasts. A well-drafted red flag law should contain abundant procedural safeguards, including imposing a burden of proof on the petitioner, the person who's trying to take away his Second Amendment rights, basically. Hearing requirements and a default expiration date, unless the order is renewed through a clear showing of continued need. But its potential effectiveness, unlike the gun control measures that people have analyzed, other gun control measures, is crystal clear. In 2018, after the horrific school shooting in Parkland, Florida, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, good Republican, by the way, proposed a comprehensive safe schools program that incorporated a series of measures that were based on careful analysis of each and every significant school shooting since Columbine. So back in 2018, you can read the entire document. Ducey proposed enhanced background checks and increased security presence at schools, and increased mental health resources. He also proposed, most importantly, a red flag law, and to support that proposal, he included a chart, which basically puts that you can read. Note that in every one of the deadliest school shootings, the shooter exhibited behavior before the shooting that could have triggered a well-drafted red flag law. Let's go to line one, to Abigail in Wenatchee, Washington. You're on the MedVed Show.
Yeah, hi, Michael. And I just want to say thank you. You're always just a wonderful source of, like, wisdom and just the respectful way that you talk about issues, when, especially when things like this happen. I really appreciate the things that you have to say and how you explore the issues deeply.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just think that, you know, there's always such a breadcrumb trail that leads to these type of scenarios that happen, and I think that, unfortunately, we've, you know, collectively sort of failed children, not only in regards to, you know, these school shootings, but also in regards to their mental health. I think that early intervention is so necessary, and the structure and the system that mental health care currently is, I think, really needs to be changed. Even if a parent is in tune with their child's needs and maybe seeing warning signs, the time it takes to get them evaluated can stretch on for up to half a year, and by then, you know, things can radically change. So,
you're so right, Abigail. And again, when you read about this Salvador Ramos, the horrible killer here, there are three different classmates who remembered specifically him coming to school with these cuts on his face. And he had made the cuts on his own face because he thought that was fun. Now, if it's that visible when you come to school, you need mental help. And there should have been a very, very big red flag. If nothing else, making it impossible for him to get an AR-15 style gun. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just to conclude on this issue of red flag laws, an outstanding piece. We're going to include it in our newsletter, which we send out free to everybody. And by the way, you can still sign up for it. It comes out every Friday with new movie reviews and important articles and important news stories that maybe we didn't have time to cover on the show. But this is definitely going to be there. David French writes, currently 19 states and Washington, D.C. have some form of red flag laws on the books. Florida's the only red state, the only Republican state that has a red flag law, and that's because of Parkland. He says, David French, that needs to change. I know the objections. I know that red flag laws implicate a core constitutional right, the Second Amendment. I also know that poorly drafted laws are subject to abuse, but our constitutional structure permits emergency and temporary deprivations of even core liberty interests upon sufficient showing of need with sufficient due process. Restraining orders and other forms of domestic violence prevention orders can often block parents and spouses, even from their own families, upon a showing of imminent threat. Let us go quickly to Chris in Arlington, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
Hey, Michael. Good to talk to you. Thank you for all you do. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
I wanted to just explain a little bit about my own personal experience with the pretty much Adderall, my experience with Adderall growing up as a middle schooler, you know, going through puberty and everything. And one thing I recognized that, you know, it felt like it was like a wonder drug as a teenager, they made it sound like. And it did end up helping, like, my grades, but I did notice that, you know, over the months they increased the medication dosage. I did recognize that, you know, the first month the grades went up, everything seemed to be very nice as far as how my mind operated, but then it just, things started taking darker turns. I started becoming more depressed. I started, after like the fourth or fifth month, I just started pretty much just getting emotional, depressed, and dark.
Why were you prescribed the Adderall? What were you suffering
from? I was pretty much just diagnosed with ADD, attention deficit disorder. That pretty much is my mom has it and everything. But
right, so the Adderall began having a bad effect on you, and then did you go to a doctor who got you off the drug that was causing the problem?
I had the same experience twice during my middle school through high school experience, and well, I recognized the pattern and how it was pretty much damaging my mental health, and how that the hardest part was just going through a severe depression. I was sleeping all the time, and just my thoughts were, you know, I just started to experience darker thoughts. I realized that this wasn't healthy for me, so I wanted to, twice I got off of it, and I wanted to try to explore, you know, taking care of, you know, myself without medication.
Right, so we're going to run out of time. So then what happened?
So in high school, I did it again. I got back on the medication, same thing. I started getting more and more depressed, darker thoughts, and I'm like, you know what, this is not good. So I ended up just dealing with, you know, my own self without medication, and things are great. Now that I became an adult, it's like everything, you know, it's just having to become an adult and grow up, get over those hurdles, really. But the medication
this is something that people do need to understand, and I think the perspective that you're conveying here, Chris, I assume that when you were getting on and off the very serious medication, that you are doing everything with a consulting physician, with somebody who can help you with it. But your mind works differently when you're 15, when you're 17, when you're 18. It works very differently than it does even when you're 25 or 30. And people change and they have different needs, and sometimes problems exacerbate, they do. But very often they abate. There's another story that I did want to report on, because I think it's a significant story and it's also a revealing one. Not all of the crimes, horrible crimes, horrifying crimes, are from school shooters or even mass killings. Dateline New York, a 25-year-old man sought by New York cops in the shooting death of a subway rider over the weekend was taken into custody at a precinct in Chinatown yesterday afternoon. His name is Andrew Abdullah, and he was wanted in connection with the totally unprovoked killing of Daniel Enriquez, a passenger who was shot Sunday while riding a northbound Q train. Abdullah turned himself in more than 48 hours after the unprovoked attack, walking into the 5th Precinct accompanied by officers in civilian clothes. This horrific crime should never have happened, said the police commissioner. The violence on the Q train last Sunday morning was committed by another repeat offender who was given every leeway by the criminal justice system. And here's just some of the details which are very, very important for people to keep in mind. This is what is wrong with our system that needs to be fixed. In the last few years, Mr. Abdullah has been charged in connection with several gun-related offenses. In 2016, he was indicted as part of a sweeping gang case in Manhattan, and in 2018, he pleaded guilty to a weapons charge tied to two Harlem gangs. He was paroled after 4 months in prison, a spokesman for the state corrections department said. He faced new gun charges in 2020 in Manhattan, according to court records, a case that is pending, and he was out on bail. In March 2021, while he was out on bail, Manhattan prosecutors charged him with assault and endangering the welfare of a child. And, okay, that someone out on bail takes a gun, fires somebody he's never met before, just at random, a guy who was taking the subway to meet his brother for brunch, and then he takes the gun that he had used and he gives it to a homeless guy, who then sells it. And I'm sure he sold it for some noble purpose, right? This is an appalling situation. And while we certainly can do more to deal with people with mental issues, and by the way, people are saying that this Andrew Abdullah had severe mental illness. That's what his sister says. But that doesn't mean you go out on bail, right? That doesn't mean they just process you through and turn you loose. Part of what we need is a improvement, not just in controlling guns, but controlling people. And controlling people who are a threat to the entire community and threats to themselves. Because of all these school shooters, so many of them are directly suicidal. And basically, if you read the emails, the Facebook postings that Salvador Ramos was making when he made them, he was basically predicting the kind of end for himself that he had. And taking that kind of illness more seriously is utterly crucial. Utterly crucial. There's an interesting piece, because there's so much talk about what is known as an AR-15 style rifle. Eugene Morrison Stoner was an American firearms designer who's most associated with the development of the Armalite AR-15 rifle that was redesigned and modified by Colt's Patent Firearm Company for the U.S. military as the M16 rifle. The ex-Marine, Eugene Morrison Stoner, was an avid sportsman, hunter, and skeet shooter who never used his invention for sport. He also never kept it around the house for personal defense. In fact, he never owned one, and apparently lived a good and positive life without it. When we come back, we're going to take a little bit of a detour to talk about something else that's significant, which is the results of primaries yesterday. Now, most of them went as the experts had predicted. This is one case where polling was largely correct. But the margins were unexpectedly decisive in some crucial primaries. We'll talk about, just for a few moments, about Georgia and Alabama and Arkansas and Texas and what we can learn about the future of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the food you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.